Okay, we're at the end of the first case. We have four. Again, we're going to have four cases in the Gemara that we're going to be marabel asuye mai. All four are things that we learn out of a combination of bar mechad meinach, the bar and one of the others, and. The first one was Avnei Skinim Asai, Shinichim Baresh Gaga, V'Dachlu Barach Metzuya. So we had two chidushim in the Gemara. One is that if it's mazik on the way down, it's Eish. And the Gemara said, so then it's not Lasuya, it's plain Eish. Not only have two things. So the Gemara said, if it's after it landed, Vaita, it's Bar, it's not two things. So what's the case, Lasuya? We have to find some case that we're learning out of a combination of bar v'chad me'inah. So what is that case? Va'aylam dafkirinu. The case is it landed in the Rishus HaRabim and he was mafkirit. Aye, we asked the kasha before hainu bar that if he's mafkirit, it's mamish bar. So I think of aralei damulabar. Malabar shekin in kayachachem urebai. Taimer ha'bahani shekayachachem urebahem. It's not damulabar because of the pirch of kayachachem urebah. So you have to say Eish Techiach. You can say Ma'ala Eish Kei Dakar Lai Lach Alahazik. So you say Bar Techiach. Because that did. So Gemara ends up, was the Gemara Mechandish in the Teretz? What is the Gemara saying in the Teretz that we didn't know before? It's saying that there's a Pircha of Kayach HaChamor Behem. That a Bar is in Kayach HaChamor Behem. That's what the Gemara is saying is a Chiddush in the Teretz. So what's the Maskana? Abaya Ho, Vasu Yemai. That the Mishnah is coming to be Marba, a case of Avnei Skinim Asai Baresh Gagai, and they fell Barach Metzuya, and he was Mafkarit. And that we learn Mibinayu from Eish and Shar, Eish and Bar. The question that everybody asks, it's a Yeshua and an Amos David, ask, is that in the Maskana, why are you saying lo'olam b'dafkirinu? That the case lasuyamai is something that was in the street, they fell into the street, and you were mafkirit. What's the difference if you were mafkirit or if you weren't mafkirit? Even lo'afkirinu, it's the same thing. You put out your skin and masai on the roof, it blew down. Say if you were mafkirit, if you weren't mafkirit, either way, is it your bar? Aye, bar is enkai chachamor, but how's it your bar? So we'll learn now from a combination of bar and esh. What does the Gemara say? Lo lo b'dafkirinu. What's the difference? The afkirinu or lo afkirinu? Right. The whole point of the teretz is that it's enkai chachamor, but bar is enkai chachamor, but you can't learn from bar to ruach mitzui. So what do you say? What's the difference? The afkirinu or lo afkirinu? It's the same exact thing. Fell in the street, it's lying in the street. It's not a regular bar because there was a kayach hachamor, it's because of the wind. So you have to learn that from bar and esh together. Why does the Gemara say, loy lo bidavkirin? That's the problem with the Gemara's teretz. So Nachas David says a teretz. And really, his teretz, which it says also, I saw in the Mermaisha. His teretz really gives us a havana in the chiyuv of bar. Now, as David says, there are two types of chiyuvim for a bar. If you have a bar in the street, a bar meaning you have your stone or your briefcase, something is lying in the middle of the street, and it's a bar. You could have a case of afkirinu, in a case of loy afkirinu. What does that mean? Let's say someone puts his briefcase in the street, and someone else gets hurt on the briefcase. He falls and he bangs his head into the briefcase, and he gets hurt. So that's bar, yechayit. What's the hezber? Why yechayit? How would you explain? Why am I chayit if I put something in the street, someone bumps into it and it gets hurt? Chayit because of what? Because I put it there. That's a typical bar. I'm chayiv because I put it there. That's a regular case of bar where I'm chai for the mice of doing the bar. Ki yiftach ish bar, ki yichre ish bar. I'm chai because I made a bar. In a case where I made a bar, I'm chayiv. Sai afkirinu, saladai afkirinu. Shmuel says I'm chayiv no matter what. There's a second type of bar. The second type of bar is where my chayfitz is in the middle of the street. I have a rock or a stone, and it's in the middle of the street. I didn't put it there. So I didn't put it there. Someone else put it there. Or it got there by Inus. A hurricane blew, picked up my car, and it put it in the middle of the avenue. That right now is a bar. Someone coming down the street is gonna driving down is gonna bump into it. He's gonna get hurt. It's a bar. What's the halacha if my chayfitz is in the street? By Inus, Rav Sheina Metzuya. I didn't want to put it there. I didn't do anything wrong. Something happened. It's in the middle of the street. Gemara says on Chavtes Amid Beis that I'm mechuyev to get rid of it. I have to get it out of the street. Chayev l'salkai. If it's my thing, and it got there with a rush, ain't a mitzuya even. I have to get it off the street. And if I have enough time to get it off the street and I don't, then I'm chayev. Let's say somebody drops a glass bottle. The pieces of glass are on the street. And those pieces of glass are going to do damage. They're a bar. They're going to do damage. Somebody's going to walk by and cut himself on it. Why am I chayiv? Well, if I put it there, I'm chayiv because I put it there. Even if I didn't put it there, even if someone else took my glass bottle and broke it in the middle of the street, as long as it's mine, the Gemara says, I'm a chayiv to get rid of it, to clean it up. And if I had enough time to clean it up and I didn't clean it up, I'm chayiv. Now, what would you do if it was your glass bottle in the middle of the street? You'd be mafker it. Because if you're mafker it, you're off the hook. Now, if you put it there, being mafker it is not going to help you. Because that's the first kind of bar. First kind of bar is when you put it there. You dig a bar. You put your thing there. If you put it there, you have no matter what. But if you did not put it there, a bar that's your mamon that got there by einus, it got there for whatever einus that it was. I said, I didn't put it there. My chiyuv is because I own it. Something I own, if I don't clean it up, I also have chiyuv a bar. It's also a bar. It's my mamon, which is a bar in the middle of the street. And that I'm not chayiv for making it. I'm just chayiv because the metzias, my thing, is in the middle of the street. I have to clean it up. If I have to clean up your things. What do we gain by understanding these two types of bar? One type of bar that you make the bar, and one that you didn't make, just it's your mama. Zakta nachlas David. If it's something that I made, a normal bar, that I made the bar, then you could have a pircha, maybe I shall be chayiv if I made the bar. If it's kayach hachamurabai, if it came around, came about, because Avdis Kinem Asai blew down Barach Mitzuya, maybe I should be potter. So the Gemara makes a lot of sense. The Gemara says, maybe I should be potter, a shechiach. So learn out from both. When my chiyuv is because I put it there, is taka havamina on potter if it came about through kayach hachamurabai. So that this Gemara is talking by that type of bar, a bar where I'm chayiv because I put it there. So now what happens if I put it on the roof and it blew Barach Mitzuya? So then I'd have a Havamina on Potter, and that's the Gemara's case. The second type of bar, which is Layachkarinu, which is my chayfitz. If it's my chayfitz, then it's Poshet Am Chayiv by Avnei Sakina Masoi that blew down into the middle of the street, Barach Mitzuya, and it's laying in the street. It's Poshet Am Chayiv. You can't tell me, I kayach hachamurabai. Who cares kayach hachamurabai? Even if someone else put it in the street. If it's leach gerinu, I'm chayim because it's the second type of bar. It's a type of bar which is mamaynai. And my mamon is in the street, even if a rech mitzuya put it there, and even if another person put it there, I'm mechayiv lasalka. I have to clean it up. So there I'm chayiv. There's no eshe. I don't need eshe here. There, if I put out a sakina masay in a roof, it blows and it's laying in the middle of the street, and I'm not mafker it, it's pshita I'm chayiv. There's no kasha. What do you need eshe here for? If it's a second type of bar, a bar that's my mom in, then it's pshita I'm chayiv. That's why the Gemara says loyla medafkerinum. Because if I'm after it, so once I'm after it, why am I chayiv? I'm only chayiv for putting it there. So if I'm chayiv for putting it there, you can say, oh, but I didn't put it there. And you need eishechir. But if it would be a case of loy afkerinu, that's pshita. If it's loy afkerinu, then who cares? If it's loy afkerinu, it's not a poshit. Of course I'm chayiv. That's a regular case of the second type of bar. A bar which is my mamon, which I have to clean up. This teretz I'm telling you says in the Nachlas David. What David is saying, and Imre Moshe, he asked this kanasha that you're asking, that why did the Gemara say lo lo midalei after we know he didn't have enough time to clean it up? That's not such a stark kasha. So the Gemara picked a simpler case. If it would have got it to lo after we know you have to make a chiluk. If you did have time to clean it up, you didn't have time. So the Gemara wasn't coming. The Gemara was coming to tell us a case of asuima. So it picked a simpler case. But in the Gemara, she asked what you asked. But again, the Nachlas David's teretz is that they're two totally different types of bar. A bar that you're mafkir, you're only chayiv for making it. A bar that you're not mafkir, that's your thing, you have an obligation to clean it up, otherwise it becomes your bar. It's a very not American attitude. I think most of us would think, if I own a glass bottle, and someone else takes it and throws it in the middle of the street and it breaks and it's a piece in the middle of the street, most people would say, go to him, don't go to me. What do you want from me? But the halacha is that the chiddush of the Gemara Chavtes, that if I'm after it, I could be after it. Because it's mine, if it's my mamon, it's my mamon amazik, and I'm mechuyev to clean it up. And if I don't clean it up, I'm the one who's chayiv. Until I have time to clean it up, he's chayiv. Once I have time to clean it up, I'm chayiv. I'm mechuyev to be, I'm responsible for my mamon. I have to make sure my mamon doesn't damage people. And if it's in the middle of the street, I'm the one that has to. It has to clean it up. It has to get a place to pull it in. Okay, so this is the end of case number one. Now we go to the second lasuyemai. All four of these are very sadistic cases that touch on many other examples. I want to learn now Bar HaMisgalgal, the second one. What I want to do today is just figure out the pshat. Without any pulpulim, there are shtiflas Torah and Bar HaMisgalgal, but just to figure out Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, what the Gemara is adding, and then we'll get to the Sunday, we'll get to it a little further. I just want you to appreciate what's going on here on Davav that makes Davav so yisaidistic, that the net, just like Avnei Sakina Masai and Rav Metzuya is a very yisaidistic case for any similar case where you put something and Rav Metzuya makes. Whatever Ruach Metzuya follows is considered your responsibility. So Bar HaMisgalgal takes it a step further. Now these Teretzim are not arguing. There's no machlokes here. We passed like all of them. Each Amayra said Lasuya this, Lasuya that. The Halacha is going to be like all of them. Rava says Lasuya Bar HaMisgalgal Baragle Adam or Baragle Behema. That, what's the case? A person put something down in the street. A person put something down in the street, and so let's say he puts something down on East 9th Street. He puts it down in the middle of the street. He puts down a brick in the middle of the street. After Inu, we're not talking. We're talking now. You're making a bar. So somebody, a brick is a bad example, so it wouldn't get kicked around. A person puts something, puts a bottle. He leaves a bottle. Let's say someone leaves a bottle on the sidewalk. And people walking in the street, they kick a bottle. That's what happens. It doesn't stay where you leave it. So the bottle gets moved, just to make it simple, let's say he put it down on East 9th Street, and the bottle gets kicked to East 8th Street. And now, somebody who's walking down East 8th Street gets hurt. He steps on the bottle and cuts his foot, whatever, he gets hurt. Whose responsibility is that bottle on East 8th Street? Ashkafari Shaina, who's responsible for it? Now, what would you say? Okay, but let's say I was mafker it. Right? I was saying before that if it's my mammon, I have to get rid of it. Let's say I was mafker it. It's not my mammon. So I'm only responsible because I put it wherever I put it. The chiyuv is for putting it. Now, I put it on East 9th Street. It didn't do damage. The person who got damaged wasn't walking it. If he would have stayed where I left it, he wouldn't have gone near it. Other people might have gotten hurt by it. But he's walking down East 8th Street, and he gets hurt by it. Am I responsible for what happened on a block away? So typically, I would say no. This Gemara says yes. Gemara says that if I put a bar down in the street, and it's normal, assuming it's normal for it to get kicked a block away, now, it could get kicked a block to the east, or a block to the north, or a block to the south, or a block to the west. It's not like a ruch mitzuyah on the roof where it's almost predictable what's going to happen. It could have gone in any direction. Afal pikein, the fact that it got kicked, since it's a normal thing to happen, whatever normally happens as a result of bar hamizgalgel, I'm chayiv for. That's what seems to be the pashut pshat in this Gemara. In other words, Abaye and Rava are two steps of a tremendous chiddush. Abaye says, if I put something down on East 9th Street and a ruach mitzuyah blows it to East 8th, I'm chayiv. That's really Abaye. Abaye's case just on a roof. It's really the same idea. I put it in point place A, and a natural thing, a wind, blew it to place B. It's considered that I put it in place B. That's what Abaye said. They have niskin and asad. Rava is saying, why is Rava a bigger chiddush? Why is Rava a bigger chiddush than Abaye? He's also saying, I put it in place A, and it got kicked to place B in a normal way. I'm chayav as if I put it in place B. What's Rava adding? Rava is adding that I had to come out to another person or an animal to kick it. It's in a sense not mice of garmulai, Lashna Gemara. My mice didn't do the whole thing. I put it on a place where the wind's going to blow it. I did it. The Gemara is saying you have to appreciate the chiddush of what's going on here. The Gemara, it's an extraordinary chiddush that if I put something in a place where a normal human being is just going to innocently, b'lai kavana, do his normal thing, whatever happens later, it's like I did it. It's like I did it. Yeah, the chiddush what? It's the reverse of. The people are doing the kicking. I'm daring for them to do the kicking. If you think about it, if this is chat, the way we're learning now, yeah. So I'll give you, let me tell you a case, and you tell me if it's a chiddush or not. Let's say you give me your car for an oil change. Okay? I do the oil change. I forgot to put the plug back underneath. I think what happens then is that, well, the oil goes out, right? So you come, you pick up the car, and you give me the $25 for the oil change, and you go and you drive on the highway, and an hour later your engine burns out. Am I chayav to pay, or am I just a grummer? Why am I chayav? I'm a grummer. I was going something. I give you back your $25. Hashuk shat, I think I would have thought I'm a gairim. I was gairim something. I'm part of the Adam. It wasn't nice to be a dayim. But from this Gemara, it sounds like I'm chayiv, because that sounds like a rach mitzuya. Isn't it a rach mitzuya if I give someone back his car without the plug on the in the oil, that it's gonna, he's going to burn out his car? No? No? I don't think so. That's the same thing. When I put a chayfitz on East 9th Street, I'm not doing any hezek to the fellow who's walking down East 8th Street.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. No, but we're saying when you put down East 9th Street, really, it's not just East 9th Street you're making the bar. You're making a very large bar. The bar
So when I take the, when I don't put the plug back, it's not my lack of putting the plug back. If you would hire me to put a plug back and I didn't put it, it would be different. The point is, I took the plug out and I gave you the car with no oil. When you gave me the car, it had oil. I emptied it back without oil. So now I did a maisa which is going to burn out the engine with a rough mitzuya. You don't think so? Don't think so. Ruch mitzuya.
Every gram is a ruch mitzuya.
Not every gram is a ruch mitzuya. Not true, because what were the cases of gram? You mean meiser is a ruch mitzuya?
Normally, this is what's going
on. No, by the other gramas, by most of the gramas, the second person is ma'asik b'kavana. Somebody wants to take away your money. I show where it is. So the second person is ma'asik b'kavana. Tesis says bar miskagel is not if the second person does it b'kavana. Second person is ma'asik. What about the case in meiser, or you burn up someone's shtar? All those cases, you're causing someone else to be ma'asik. You may come up with certain cases of grama. You may be right. You have a cash. Does it seem that way that this is bar miskagel? No, I don't think so. It's another shayla. Let's say, just another example. Let's say you're baking a cake. And you come to my house, you say, I'm out of sugar, do you have a cup of sugar? And I go and I give you, instead of a cup of sugar, I made a mistake. Let's say I'm an oymish, I give you a cup of salt. Right? Instead of a cup of sugar, you give me a cup of salt. And you bake a cake, and now it's spoiled. Do I have to pay for the cake? Or am I just a guy? Huh? It's a rough mitzuya. I put the salt in a place where it's going
to
damage your cake.
Well,
yeah, but that's where, so Gvar Miskagel is also. I put it in the place, and somebody came and he kicked it to the next block.
Like, what? The kavana. From here,
no, there's no kavana.
That's
because he's over sugar.
But he did it b'kavana.
No, but there's no hezek b'kavana. The person walking in the street is also walking b'kavana. He just is kicking things. There ain't no dumb misbehaving the giraffe.
But if you have kavana to kick it,
but that's called kavana l'hazek. That's kavana to set up a bar. Here, not kavana to set up a bar. He kavana to bake a cake. Now, how many people think you should be chayav for the cake? Anybody? Anybody think you should be chayav for a cake? Huh? A kid tells me to raise your hand because he says you don't raise your hand. Huh? Anybody want to be mechayev for the cake? This is part of his gavul. Huh? No, nobody. One person, nobody. Yes, you don't think he's chayav for the cake. You're baking a cake, and you come to me. You say, "I need a cup of sugar." I give you a cup of salt, and you bake a cake. So you say, I have to pay for the cake, because I put the salt in a place that's going to be magic for cake. A cup of salt is magic for cake. Oh, you don't think I should be chayiv? Is that a regular case of bar miskagel? Okay, so I'll give you a homework. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that this shayla is in the Micha Shleimo, of Shlomo Zalman. And if I recall correctly, he says, chayiv, it's a bar miskagel. He says that if you give you... Shlomo Zalman's case was a store. The person had a store where he repackages things. And he repackages salt, and he buys big bags, and he packages small bags. And one guy in the store, he made a mistake. He put salt in the sugar bags. And someone was to pay him for the cake. If I recall correctly, I didn't look it up now, but I remember from the last time around Baba Kama, Shlomo Zalman says that's a regular case of bar miskagel. I put the salt in a place where b'derech hateva, it's going to be mazik. No?
No, okay,
If you have a sugar bag, is it normal? Is it normal for a cook to check the sugar to make sure it's not soiled? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe when you do it, you like to taste the sugar. Why isn't it garmi? See, the difference is that garmi means that I'm doing the hezek to my action is to the thing that was damaged. In other words, I tell you lend money to the you are damaged. If I do it to the damager, not to the thing that was damaged, that's not garmi. That's grama. If I cause it indirectly. If I cause something indirectly, so
the same here, use this. The same here, use this. The same thing.
Say, put it into cake.
Yeah.
Put it into cake.
Put it over there, you didn't put the money in.
What? You see, if you say it's garmi, even if it's similar to that, I told you last time, there are five shittas in garmi. The rabbi of shita in garmi is you have to be mechavan lahazik, which certainly doesn't apply here. So to make it garmi is not going to help you much, because you can't be yaitz all the shittas in garmi. But to make a bar misgalgal, it's a gemara. What we're saying really is that bar misgalgal, if we understand correctly, is anything where there'll be a natural consequence of my action that's going to bring about a hezek. Loimi boy rach mitzuya, which is abaya, but even through other people, which is rava, that is included in the chiddush of this gemara. If I do a ma'isa where normal people, ordinary people, would lead them to a hezek, according to this, I'd be chayav. That's what should come out. I think that we're going to have to come up with some gedder because it's going to get too far. We start thinking of more and more examples. It's going to get, I think, it's going to become a little. We're going to have to make some limitations on it. But certainly in the car case, which is a smaller chiddush, I think, than Shlomo Zalman's case. Because in Shlomo Zalman's case, you still have to take the salt and put it into something. In the car case, it's just a normal person drives a car and picks up a mechanic. Picks up a car with chayre. It should be a case of bar misgalgal, it should be chayre. Now, before we can talk about bar misgalgal intelligently, we have to know Tosis. The Tosis here, Masuya bar misgalgal. We have to know the Tosis Kalar. And obviously, if we have kashas on the Gemara, how we're going to answer it is going to affect what we're learning out. But for Sunday, at the very least, somebody should get a hold of this Micha Shlomi. If you remind me on Friday, I'll find where it is. I'll make some copies. But to understand the Geder of Bar Misgalgal, let me tell you what Tosis talks about, and you're going to have to understand Tosis Klar in order to know what's flying on Sunday. The Taisvis is coming to give Gedarim to the following Shaila. This is a very general Shaila. The Shaila is when two people together are responsible for a damage, when do we say that each pays half? And when do we say that the last one is the one that's responsible? I mean to say this. Obviously, Tosis says a double pasha. If I light a fire, even a place I'm not allowed to light a fire. Loimibayit, I light a fire on my gears wrench. But even let's say I go to your backyard and I light a fire there without permission. And someone else comes and he takes your jacket and he throws it into the fire island. Am I fired for that? Am I fired? Someone else throws your jacket into a fire that I lit. So Tosis says, it's poshut that the one who threw it in is chayav. I shouldn't have lit the fire. And maybe if I wouldn't have lit the fire, this guy, maybe he wouldn't have burnt your jacket. What would he have done? He would have had a way to burn it. He doesn't have matches. But it doesn't matter. Tosfos then goes on for Pashtus that if I light a fire and someone else comes and throws a jacket into the fire, that the person throwing the jacket is chayav alone. Let's say I dig a bar. I dig a bar in the middle of the street. I have no right to dig the bar. And Reuben comes and he pushes Shimon into the bar. Am I chayiv? Am I chayiv if Reuben throws Shimon into the bar? Logically, what should be? I should be. It should be other mamazik. He pushed the person into the bar. Taisus says it depends. This is the whole side of this Taisus. If the person pushing him in pushed him in bikavona, if the person pushed him in like the person throwing the jacket into the fire, if he did it bikavona, then we say the second person is tired, finished. If, however, he did it shalai bikavona, he did it by mistake, then we're both chayiv. I'm chayiv for putting the bar there, plus I'm chayiv 50%, plus he's chayiv 50%. We split the cost. He pushed him in, he's chayiv 50%. I dug the bar, I'm chayiv 50%. Because it was done. If he did a shalai b'kavana, then we're both equally responsible. This is Taisus Chiddush. Again, you have to have the Chiddush klar to be able to talk about it. Obviously, the next question is why? Why? Asim is bekavana, shalai bekavana. If by digging a bar, I'm responsible. I'm responsible. If not, I'm not. What's the gedder here? So there's going to be a gedder to this topic, but it's something that is the case of bar miskagel. What's bar miskagel? Who made the bar on East 8th Street? Who made it? I made it. I put my bottle on East 9th Street. You kicked it to East 8th, or your behemoth kicked it. You should be responsible. Why should I be responsible? So this is the shaila that's going to come up. Now we're going to have a problem. You understand this rule I told you? Okay, I dig a bar. Somebody else pushes someone in. If he does it purposely, who's responsible? If he does it purposely, who's responsible? The pusher. If he does it not purposely, who's responsible? 50-50. What does our Gemara say? If I put a glass on East 9th Street and it gets kicked to East 8th Street, if someone gets hurt, who's responsible? Now, what does our Gemara say? Who's responsible? The person who put the bottle. The first person. That doesn't stim with either case of Taisus. It doesn't fit with Taisus. You follow? Taisus says, if I dig a bar and you push someone in, if you push the kavana, you're responsible, not the balabar. If you do a shalai the kavana, the balabar is half responsible. And our Gemara says that if I put a glass, which means I'm a balabar on East 9th Street, and you kick it to East 8th Street, and then someone gets hurt, I, the balabar, am totally responsible. It doesn't fit. If you did a bikavana, you should be totally responsible. If you did a shalai bikavana, we should be 50-50. What's going on? This is the problem with what Taisus says is lahalacha. Even Taisus argues with Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says klar exactly like Taisus. Halacha is like Taisus. And lachaira Taisus does not shtim with the Gemara. Taisus is coming to explain the Gemara. And when you learn the Taisus, not a hot Taisus, you can finish the Taisus and get klar Taisus rule. But when you finish the Taisus, you plug it into the rule in the Gemara, it doesn't shtim with the Gemara. It's the opposite of the Gemara. So these are the two Nekudas of Bar HaMisgalgal. The first Indian is how far Bar HaMisgalgal goes. And the second, to understand the klolim of two people that cause a hezek together, which Taisus' rules don't shtim l'chayra with the yaitzei of the Gemara. And that, be prepared Sunday, be prepared for it, and that's our avodah for Sunday.